Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
What's going on, everyone? Joe DeCameron, John Rich. It is a big day. A really big day. Jenna Cameron, John Rich, it is 94 WIP on a playoff baseball Friday, on a football Friday, on a get ready for the Phils to play Friday, on a get ready to play the Eagles to play Friday. This is great, man. This is really cool. Phillies playoff baseball, by the way, in about 4 hours. The Phils and the Cardinals game one today, first pitch at 2:07. Obviously, we essentially begin pregame coverage right now. We'll be mixing in the Eagles for sure, the Eagles and the Arizona Cardinals on Sunday. So all of it with you on the phone lines. And we really want to hear from you today. 215-592-9494. How pumped up you are, what you're thinking, what you're feeling. The Eagles, the Phils, the whole deal again. 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Joe, hey, great buddy. Job. You did it again.
I had to do it. Oops, I did it again. Britney Spears.
You're wearing the gloves, yep. Even while writing in your notepads. You got the full uniform.
Very pumped
cleats.
Up, man.
It's complete with the banner, the flag, the yep. type of flag that you can run with,
yes.
And it flows behind you for the Phillies. So
yes.
Good job by you.
Thank you. Thank
there
you.
Are more
possible. Beyond
yes.
is the point.
Thank
yes.
you.
I
very awkward
it.
In the elevator this morning. I'll just say, I get in the elevator in my apartment complex. There's these two dudes. In there. I mean, you walk in, you feel like a schmuck. I mean,
well, walking in even to the studio, the Ava was saying
right.
There were people from KYW who were like, what is happening?
I
right
know.
Now?
Yeah. But you lean in. And I looked at these two guys in the elevator. I'm like, go Phils. I mean, and the guy's like, yeah, I didn't think you were a Cardinals fan. I'm like, exactly. So, all right, John, talk to me.
There are more possible arrangements in a deck of cards than there are stars in the known universe. The
wow.
number of arrangements for the cards is 52 factorial, which is an 8 followed by 67 zeros.
That's shocking to me.
And me too.
That is shocking.
Yeah.
That's really shocking. All right. Phillies are – James, how pumped up are you? But I got to hear from you, right? You're pumped up, right?
I'm beyond pumped up, Joe. Like, I it's almost hard to focus and
yeah.
do my job today because all I can think about is getting to 207,
yeah.
sitting in front of my television, and not moving for 3+ hours.
Yeah.
Every pitch, man. Like, we watch a ton of baseball games. It's been a long time since every single pitch, every pickoff, every
yeah.
foul ball
yeah.
mattered. Obviously, there's going to be nerves. We're all going to feel nerves, but
yep.
the predominant number one thing I feel right now is pure excitement.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. Look, we want to hear from everyone, 215-592-9494. I agree with James, the excitement thing. I mean, look, we've waited so long. The playoffs, as James just alluded to, you know, the every pitch matters thing. I mean, regular season, you want to drift away for a couple innings. You want to miss a game, you miss. I mean, look, a lot of people miss games, right? Playoff baseball is riveting, and every pitch matters so much. You get that reality. It's obviously, John, the Phillies on the national stage. And, of course, you have the dream of the ultimate possibility in about 4 weeks, which is winning the World Series. I mean, you got to, you know, get through a couple rounds to get there. But, you know, that dream is alive. There could be a parade in a month. So, look, it's all on the table again, 215-592-9494. John, let's talk about confidence and concern. Confidence and concern. Things that give us confidence. Things that concern us entering the series. And by the way, I'm picking the Phillies to win.
Me too.
John, I know you're picking the Phillies to win.
I'm picking them to win in two games.
In two. All right.
Get it done.
All right, in two. So I love that. All right, here's where I am on confidence, things that give me confidence. I mean, clearly, and I think this is pretty much everyone's number one, the Wheeler-Nola thing. I mean, they're just better pitchers than St. Louis's 1-2. So Wheeler, Nola, By the way, Wheeler in 4 hours. That, to me, is the ultimate thing for confidence, at least in this series for sure. Ranger waiting in the wings for Game 3. That whole combination I like a lot. Jen, I also like, and this is funny to say, given what a slog September was, I think the Phillies have some momentum right now. I mean, what we saw and the way they celebrated, the way they actually won to make the playoffs, you know, I think there's a combination of momentum, energy, and hunger. And that can play a real part in pushing a team forward. I like that a lot. I like the bullpen. I mean, I look at the back end with, and my God, this has not been something we've been saying in recent years. And it's a big part of the reason in recent years, John, the Phillies hadn't made the playoffs. The combination of Sir Anthony, David Robertson, Alvarado, who's been unbelievable for about 2 months, Zach Eflin, and some others, being a hand. I mean, you're going to go to the bullpen in the playoffs quite a bit. That whole combination I like. And then the other thing that comes to mind for me, you know, just the Schwarber homers. I mean, when a dude hits 46 home runs in a season, it means in a series he can bang you out two or three. Now, maybe not, you know, three in a three-game series, but he can win you games with homer. He can turn a game with a home or a two-run shot, a three-run shot. To me, those are the things that give me the most confidence. I'll get to my concerns, but, John, talk to me what you heard and what you're thinking. Talk to me and everyone, 215-592-9494. Things that make you feel confident, things that make you have some concern.
I love my. I'm very optimistic about something you talked about there. The relievers, you know, all of them are right-handed except for Alvarado. All of our relievers.
Well, that's why it was so key that he did his thing, man.
Except for Jose, and Jose has been awesome. The reason that's important is this Cardinals team.
Now remember, Bailey Falter could get in there for what it's worth. So you could have Bailey Falter as a reliever.
True.
I think he'd be more a sixth inning guy or a fifth inning game. But fifth inning guy. But I'm with you, John. Go ahead.
This Cardinals team performs best against left-handed pitchers. You know, the numbers prove it out. They're scary when you've got a lefty on the mound, and we're not going to have a lefty on the mound for the first two games. I expect both Wheeler and Nola to go deep. And then we've got, you know, righties cleaning up for the most part. So that gives me optimism. I don't think Bryce will regress. I think the only way he can go is up.
Well, pretty
right
much
now,
with how he's played lately.
Which
yeah.
is positive.
Yeah.
And I know how much this means to him. So I know he'll be locked in. I think some of the dumb mistakes that we get so upset about, they won't be as omnipresent. You know, Nick Castellanos, I don't think he's been as bad as you give credit.
Mm-hmm.
I've been very frustrated with him for stretches this season, but seems like he's over the swing at everything that's low and away thing. And he does have playoff experience twice under his belt. And so he can help us. I think the biggest reason for optimism for me is I watched this Phillies team, you know, over the last month, look like a team that was tight, look like a team that, you know, the pressure was on and they weren't themselves. They didn't play their best baseball because of the added pressure. And now no one out there on a national level believes that this Phillies team has a chance to win. They're going to play baseball the way we saw when, hey, the pressure was off because both Gene Segura and Bryce Harper, they're out of the lineup.
Right,
the rest of you guys, you got to go out there and do something. Like, when the pressure was less this season, we played better. I think right now, entering the playoffs, I know it's the playoffs, but we have a feeling of, hey, let's just go out and play baseball. Let's make our mark. They believe in that clubhouse. No one else believes, aside from us, outside of Philadelphia. And you know, the pressure's off for the most part.
So I think we'll
rise up.
Yeah, a lot of ways to look at this. Again, all 215-592-9494. Kind of what gives you confidence and what concerns you, Jen? Let me get to my concern list. So I narrowed it down to just a few things that really stand out. The silent bats factor is a concern. I mean, we've seen the Phillies this year have an unusually inconsistent offense. Some games, I mean, just a couple games ago, they banged out, you know, 2 8-run games in a row, but we know the Phillies can throw up a 1, a 2, a 0. I mean, they did it, frankly, quite a bit. And, you know, the guys you look at Harper, who is clearly not out of the woods. You look at Castellanos, who has not had a good season. Has he been flat dreadful? No. But has he been a huge disappointment given his contract and his production last year? Yeah, it's been a huge disappointment. Stott has not done much in the last month or so. You look at some other players. I mean, it's just it's a lineup that concerns me. I'll say that. Number two, the Cardinals' middle of the lineup. I mean, it's beastly. Let's just be real. It's beastly. When they go with Arenado,
that's my biggest
Goldschmidt,
concern.
And Pujols, who has completely reinvented himself. I mean, that is a 3-4-5 that is beyond formidable. Arenado, who's likely going to be a Hall of Famer, very likely. Goldschmidt, who's got a shot at being a Hall of Famer. And Pujols, who is, I mean, he's an all-timer.
One of the greatest players who's ever played.
Correct. Yeah. Now, he's not, you know, that now, but hell, if he hasn't turned back the clock. So that's a concern. Also, defense is a concern both ways. First off, we know the Phillies are not a particularly good defensive team. Now, they improved as the year went on, clearly. Clearly improved as the year went on. But would it shock anybody if there is a moment in this series or beyond today, you know, where there's a ball to Rhys Hoskins and he boots it, or he doesn't get to it, he doesn't have the range, or same thing with Alec Bohm? Like, that wouldn't shock anybody, right?
Or left field, Schwarber doesn't get to
absolutely.
A ball. Or right field.
Correct.
Castellanos doesn't get
correct.
To a ball.
And then the flip side of that is St. Louis is considered an outstanding defensive team. So the whole defense factor in this series does not size up well for the Phils. Final thing I'd say, and again, everyone at 215-592-9494, we don't talk about this too much in baseball, but I mean, it is a reality. Home field advantage does help the home team. The Cardinals, who are, you know, a very good team, a 93-win team this year, consider these numbers. 93-win team, they were slightly below 500 on the road, 40 and 41, again, slightly below 500, essentially 500 on the road. They were 53 and 28 at home.
Yikes.
Like, that's a huge difference. 53 and 28 at home, essentially 500 on the road. That's a big difference. The Phillies today, and look, they're probably at the ballpark right now. They're going to start, you know, working out soon and all that. You know, they go into the cauldron of a real home field advantage for the St. Louis Cardinals that we should not just act like doesn't exist. Now, maybe Zach Wheeler and Aaron Nola pitch right through it, but just know, I mean, that's real. 53 and 28 for St. Louis at home, that's real. And there's going to be a lot of red there today. And it's going to be Cardinal red. It ain't going to be
but
Philly red.
There will be more Philly red than, you know, you're accustomed to seeing at an away
I don't know.
Game.
I don't know about that, John.
I expect our fans to once again be great.
But if it was New York,
do their part.
If the Philly, I mean, think of it this way, guys. If the Phillies had drawn the Mets, you clearly would have more Philadelphia fans in New York making that trip. I mean, that's a train ride. That's a lot of people that just live there. It's also a train ride. It's also just a 90-minute car ride. I mean, getting to St. Louis, you know, I mean, that's a plane ride, man. So, all right, all of it's on the table, 215-592-9494. What you're concerned about, what you're confident about, and your excitement
that
level.
You didn't have in there.
Talk to me, John.
Sir Anthony is not right. You know, I have a lot of faith that Zach Wheeler and Aaron Nola will be solid.
But they're not going to go nine.
I don't. Yeah. At some point, you're going to have to turn to the relievers.
Yep.
Brad Hand, you know, it's a mixed bag with him. Sir Anthony, since he's returned from the IL, he's not the same.
Yep.
And I think his confidence has been affected, which is scary.
Well, he probably knows. I mean, he knows when the ball comes out of his hand, it doesn't look the same.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he feels it.
And Robertson, if we have to rely on him, I don't think I've seen in the last month and a half him get out there and actually throw strikes to the first hitter. It's every time, like clockwork, he walks that guy, gives them a free runner. I hate that. And I know he hates that, but it doesn't seem like he can prevent it. It takes him a while to get into the swing of things. So, you know, the relievers have not been quite where I need them to be.
Yeah, no, I understand your point. And listen, the reality is, a guy like Sir Anthony also is completely unproven in the playoffs. At least David Robertson's done it, but Sir Anthony has never done it, so it's new territory for him. All right, all of it on the table, the Phils, your energy, your excitement, your enthusiasm, but also your confidence and your concerns, 215-592-9494. We'll get to the Eagles. We'll introduce the Eagles and the Cardinals up ahead next, and we'll rock your calls all day on a game day. The game in less than 4 hours. First pitch, 207, the station, right here. WIP today. Scott Fransky in LA on the call. Joe to Cameron, John Ritchie on a huge day on 94 WIP.
The Bet Park Sportsbook and Casino app is everything you want in a digital casino and sportsbook. So join Bet Parks with me now. It's the only casino and sportsbook app I recommend. You got college football, pro football. You can bet the birds every week. Like this Sunday, we're 5-point road favorites over an inconsistent Arizona team. I think we'll dominate. We're minus 240 on the money line. The over-under is 48.5 points. You can also bet Penn State, Notre Dame, Georgia, all your favorite college teams. And with live in-game betting, you can bet on the action as it happens. Download now from the App Store, Google Play Store, or at betparks.com. And new users can make your first bet risk-free up to $750. Your risk-free bet is refunded in site credit. Sportsbook and casino all in one amazing app. And bet more than the score. Bet player performances, too, like who scores touchdowns, the yardage, and so much more. The Bet Park Sportsbook and Casino app where odds, slots, bets, and games all come together right in your pocket. Join me with Bet Parks right now. Today is your lucky day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.